This is an in-between-isode of the All Things Risk podcast. Welcome and welcome back to the All Things Risk podcast. My name is Ben Cattaneo. This is my show. I'm your host. I'm also the writer, the marketer, the scheduler, the editor, all other things related to the show. In each full episode of the All Things Risk podcast, I have guests on the show and I do long form conversations, and I use the themes of risk, resilience, uncertainty, randomness to explore all kinds of topics. However, from time to time, I do one of these. This is what I like to call an in-between-isode. It's a shorter episode in which I just simply talk to my microphone about a particular topic. It's been several weeks since I did the last one of these, so I thought that this would be a great week to do my next one. And if you're new to the show, and if you've missed any of my previous long-form conversations, any of the other full episodes, now would be a great week to catch up on any of them. I have 12 of them up now. That's amazing. Thank you for those who have subscribed, who've left feedback, ratings, reviews on iTunes. This is just great. Thank you for listening. It's wonderful to have this platform. It's wonderful that you're listening. So thank you all. And I hope that you continue to listen because I've got some great guests coming up. However, this week I wanted to get right into the topic at hand. And I wanted to talk about intelligent risk-taking. And I wanted to use the theme of regret versus disappointment. Now, this may sound a little bit depressing or may seem a little bit dark. Actually, it isn't. And it relates to how we can take risk intelligently and live wonderful lives and do wonderful things. So regret versus disappointment. Just wanted to break first, let's break down what these two things are. So if you go into the dictionary definitions of both of these things, regret is something that we feel, disappointment, sadness, whatever, because of something we did or did not do. So we feel remorse, sadness, repentance, etc. Disappointment is similar but a little bit different, and there's a crucial nuance here that I want to get into. Disappointment is sadness or displeasure caused by the non-fulfillment of hopes and aspirations. So let's put these two things side by side again. Regret, something we did or did not do. Disappointment, sadness or displeasure caused by non-fulfillment of hopes and aspirations. The key thing, if you have spotted it, is that in regret, we've got an ability to choose. To choose whether to do something or not. Now, I'm not saying that we can avoid regret. I think if you live life long enough, you'll have some regrets. But we have an ability to control whether or not we feel regret. So when setting out to do anything, when taking any risks, we should target, I'm talking to myself as much as I'm talking to you, we should target the zone of disappointment and stay away from the zone of regret. Now, what on earth does that mean? Well, if you're thinking about doing something, whatever it is, if it doesn't go your way, ask the question, would you feel disappointment or regret? In terms of disappointment, it may be something that you knew could happen because you set out to do something, you knew what the risks were, and they didn't work out. In episode 9 of my show, Luke Tversky has a great example of what this is all about. He actually, when he decided that he needed to hang up his football boots, he actually had a smile on his face. He gave it his all. Obviously, he was disappointed that things didn't work out, but it wasn't regret. Regret, on the other hand, is something very different. It's a kind of thing that we hear about on people's deathbeds. It's something that we missed out on because either we didn't take action or we took action and completely missed something that we should have seen. And we carry regret throughout our lives. So I wanted to talk a little bit more about avoiding regret. Avoiding regret certainly is about taking action about something that you or perhaps your organization truly wants to do. We can apply this to individuals as well as organizations, but it's also about being prepared. And a number of my guests have done some really amazing things that may have sound particularly risky. What I wanted to emphasize is that I don't think any of them have been reckless. I've talked about this before, but they all talk about, in one way or another, being prepared, whether that was Marcin Chuana on episode 2, Laura Delfara on episode 3, Taryn Kent-Hume on episode 5, Anna Glover episode 11, check all of those out. In one way or another, all of those people, as well as my other guests, have talked about thinking through the risks, being organized, knowing what you're getting yourself into. So it's about trying to do something with open eyes and being ready, being prepared. There is another theme that runs through this show. It's a martial arts theme if you've listened to previous episodes. So just wanted to play a clip about this concept that comes from the Book of the Samurai. Here goes.
The way of the samurai is found in death. Meditation on inevitable death should be performed daily. Every day when one's body and mind are at peace, one should meditate upon being ripped apart by arrows, rifles, spears, and swords. Being carried away by surging waves, being thrown into the midst of a great fire, being struck by lightning, being shaken to death by a great earthquake, falling from 1,000-foot cliffs, dying of disease, or committing seppuku at the death of one's master. And every day, without fail, one should consider himself as dead.
Okay, that may have sounded a little bit dark. I didn't mean it that way, but it's from the movie Ghost Dog with Forest Whitaker. However, I did want to draw a parallel. When we are prepared and when we think things through, what can happen. Obviously, that quote was a little bit of an extreme case, but it is applicable. When we're aware of everything that could make us disappointed, then I find that very freeing in terms of taking a risk. It allows us to pursue what we're trying to pursue with confidence. Once we're aware of what the risks are, it's much easier to be action-oriented. It's much easier to be in the moment. And it's much easier to avoid second-guessing. You know, what did we not think about? Was this really a good idea? All of these kinds of things. Once again, when we take a risk, it may not work out, but we know this. It's also about, or it's not about, de-risking something. Removing risk altogether is impossible. Risks are in everything that we do or everything that we don't do, but it is about achieving a level of understanding and doing everything that we can reasonably do to mitigate and manage the risk, and then pursuing the goal, pursuing the objective. That's what intelligent risk-taking is all about. So finally, how much preparation is too much? This comes up. This comes up in my own work with clients at work in my job, outside of work, etc. There certainly comes a point when more preparation does not help. It can be a form of procrastination. So just a couple of thoughts, a couple of rules of thumb, perhaps. When are we deliberating a little bit too much, and when has all the preparation kind of reached its saturation point? Well, I guess a couple of things. One is when you start to hear or read the same kinds of things. If it sounds a little bit on repeat, yeah, sounds perhaps like you may have maximized or gotten close to that saturation point about preparedness. Secondly, when you've consulted all the main sources on a topic, once again, you've probably considered and thought about most of the things that could go wrong and what you're going to do about them. When you're ready to take action, one thought is that you may not necessarily need to go all in on a particular course of action, a lifestyle change, a change for your organization, whatever. You can start with a trial or an experiment, limit your downside, maximize your upside. And if it works out, then maybe you can go a little bit more full on. That can certainly be a very useful tactic. But at some point, you're going to have to take a leap of faith. We can't know everything. We can't know everything in advance. That's kind of what makes life worth living, that little bit of uncertainty, or that a lot of uncertainty. And also know this, that, you know, if everything doesn't go according to plan, everything fails, well, you know what? Even failure can be a great teacher. So happy risk-taking, everyone. With that, I will finish up and say that the next full episode will be up next week. In the interim, don't forget, risk is life.